Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, Gotham After Buzzers? Today we are talking the road to the final countdown to the season finale. Come on.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Now I want to play Rock Band.
Yes, I'm in. We're in a Rock Band right now.
Sorry.
Who's the lead singer? Mons?
Oh, I can't sing. Yes. I need to be on drums. No, I can't sing at all. No.
I guess if you need a lead singer.
Okay, yeah. We got one.
I should have gone right to Steve.
The choir in high school.
Everybody, welcome to another Gotham AfterBuzz After Show. If you guys haven't already, please go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Like us, subscribe, share. SoundCloud, iTunes, all that jazz.
Stitcher, MySpace,
Instagram. We have an Instagram too. We also have a Twitter.
And a Snapchat.
I'm not going to say
all of
though.
The things.
Everything on social media. I'm Michael Drew. You can find me on Twitter at Michael_DrewMichaelEAL. I'm here joined by my two tag team partners. But first, Miss Mons Bolanos.
Oh, hello. Hey,
okay.
Me too. I was like, but first what?
So I got to flip it up.
Flip
it and switch it.
But first, let's cut to Monsi's coffee cup, which is on the couch. That's our special guest.
It is right on the couch. Hi, guys. I'm so glad to be here. Even though you guys thought the episode was slow, I did it. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monsi Bolanos, MonseBolanos. And our lead singer.
Yes.
To my left.
Mr.
Kaufman.
If you want me to be, you can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KaufMann. Let's jump on into this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I zoned out to the song.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The lead singer's got to keep it together.
Man.
And so it's the final countdown to
the final episode.
Yeah.
This is the ultimate pen episode.
Man, I know.
The pen ultimate.
It was a complete setup for next week.
Yeah, totally.
I had some issues with that.
I mean, we're saying after the episode, it could have easily been just a good two-hour finale.
Yeah, it could have been, and it probably would have been better. It probably would have been more effective, because I don't necessarily disagree that this was slower than other episodes, but I liked it. I feel like you guys didn't like it as much. I liked it, despite it definitely being a setup, definitely being a little slower. I liked it.
Okay. I say this a lot with TV shows, and it always bears repeating. The people who make the promo, the people who make the promo for next week are not the same people who make the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the people who made the promo last week promoting this week pretty much promoted the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was expecting
more of the action that was in the promo.
Like, literally, I thought it was all going to go down like this week.
Well, you know what? Well, actually, I feel like the promo last week didn't show a lot, and now I know why. Because in the promo last week, if you remember, they just showed Nygma on the microphone, they showed Fish Mooney saying, "I'm Fish Mooney, bitch."
Correct.
And them capturing them. And I was like, okay, it doesn't look like a lot's happening next week. I'm curious.
But given the pace of last week, too, with that, like, there was
the
a lot of...
Given the pace of the show, period.
Yeah. There's a lot of mystery where, they solved the murder already.
Right.
The pace of this show.
Yeah.
When the show ended today, I was shocked that it was over. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how slow it went for me. Now, I don't mean slow that I couldn't wait for it to be over, but slow in that
story. It like, felt,
Everything that happened could have been done, like, the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, like, and when you really sit on paper, like, a lot happened. Like, we got confirmation of the Court of Owls running Gotham and have for recent memory.
Right. That's a good point.
And, like, we got that confirmation. Like, Fish Mooney came back. Like, he brought, like, 12 people back from the dead.
And yeah. It was the seventh subject in 12 hours. I was like, man.
I know.
We're working busy over there.
Also, apparently the GCPD only has one captain.
Right.
You have a commissioner and a captain. Like, not... I always thought that was just the homicide squad. That was just the whole GCPD.
That's everybody.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious how... I was just like, he's just automatically captain.
Right.
You know, like, it didn't seem like he wasn't his second in command or anything. He was just another cop there.
And he doesn't even want it. I know. He's like, just get rid of it.
Guess I'm captain.
Gotham PD, y'all command structure is just out of control.
It's like just a bunch of dudes with guns and a badge. Like, I guess we're the cops.
Like, you have a commissioner.
I guess we're the cops. I have a gun. I look like you.
Well, you have a commissioner that's never there, captain that's there too much.
Yeah.
I know. And then a bunch of detectives and cops. Well, there's no order here.
That's probably why when Jim becomes commissioner, he's always going to be there. Because he sees it like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll also put some infrastructure into the chain of command.
Yes. Well, speaking of the captain, the show starts off with Harvey giving the media a hilarious recap of last week of pretty much what happened to Galavan. You know, he shows up, and he blew up. But, you know, all right, I'll talk to y'all later. And that's like, that was exactly his, like,
that did uncanny, word for word.
That's pretty much essentially what he did. And then when he goes to and then he goes on going to Jim, hoping to not have to be the captain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim pretty much wants Strange ASAP.
Yeah.
He wants Strange ASAP. Bruce shows up. Bruce tells him about Selina and how they have to save Selina, and thus begins the planning.
Yeah.
Well, first we have Forgettable Ivy.
Yeah, we missed that beginning a little bit. We didn't really open up with Bullock doing that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, do we really want to talk about Forgettable Ivy?
I mean, we could just say Ivy's alive. No, that's all I said.
She was forgettable. Ivy's alive. She still, in fact, exists.
Ivy shows up.
I'm waiting for them to do something.
But
with her.
I totally agree it was pointless.
Ivy shows up.
1,000%. That whole scene.
I like the actors who plays Ivy, and I like the character, but I can't stand this character Poison Ivy. It just feels useless to me. I still,
or forced.
There's these two seasons that have passed, I still. It could have been done without Poison Ivy.
Yeah, and that scene,
you know,
could have been done without Poison Ivy.
And I think it was part of me really felt like, I guess you hire somebody to be Poison Ivy, like you probably, because there are a lot of people on this show that have like season long credits,
right? Yeah.
Like Michael Chiklis was credited for this episode and he wasn't there. Like a lot of people have season long credits, and then I think that's like more money. That like was like, we really need to get this scene with the two of them. Why? Because we're paying her anyway.
Yeah.
But it was like, I thought she was going to follow him, because I thought there was purpose to why she was there. And then, no. And I was like, okay. So it's just to tell her she's alive. Literally, it was like, she's alive. Okay, don't ask about her now. As fans, you know what I mean? It's like, don't ask about her. We just showed you she's alive. Yeah.
She's alive. She's doing her own thing.
She's doing her own
thing.
She
got her own web series.
Yeah. And we also find out at the very beginning that Bridget is the goddess of fire. That is the name she got by, we assume, Hugo.
Yeah, she... Well, I think it's probably part of the storyline that he gives her.
For sure.
And she's about to burn Selina to a crisp, but she gets knocked out.
Oh, so good. It was so good. Yeah. I loved all of that. I was like, kick her butt.
Knock her out.
This whole thing felt like a bit of a bottle, because like obviously we have to bring everybody to Indian Hill.
Yeah,
it felt like we need to keep Selina Kyle away from everything.
Yeah,
okay. So let's lock her in a room with Bridget.
That's
and like have her work it out for a whole episode.
Okay, and you know,
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it worked for me though.
But from like a big picture standpoint, I couldn't help but notice. You just need to keep her in this room.
Yeah,
this whole episode.
And while this is all going on, we get our first viewing of the person who was part of a group who might possibly be behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned earlier, the court of owls. We saw the woman watching this on TV, and she had a mask, an owl mask, to the side.
Yeah,
that got me excited.
That was. And I think that's what I liked about the episode. Like, despite it moving slower than what we have been seeing the last 5 weeks on Gotham. We found out some cool stuff, or we got some cool information.
Then when she says, call the court?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And she looks scary. Like, I'm not scared of a lot of females. She's looked like...
I feel like they might not ever call them the Court of Owls. They might just call them the court.
The court.
I mean, that'll work.
They might Bullet Club them.
Maybe.
Wrestling reference.
Well done. Good reference.
I felt left out. I felt like I should.
There's a tag team in Japan called the Bullet Club that came to American wrestling very recently. Who they just call themselves the Club because guns and stuff. We're not all.
Do they call themselves the Club?
They're just called the Club right now.
Cool.
You needed to be
the excitement in Monta's face when we talk about professional wrestling. It's like, oh yeah, great.
That's a thing you guys just watch. Yeah, and enjoy.
When you guys just bring up wrestling and just think about food, what am I going to eat when I get out of here?
During all this, then we go back to Strange. While this is all going on, while Harvey and Jim and Bruce are heading back to, I guess Wayne Manor. Strange is he wakes up. I mean, essentially, it's Clayface. Clayface, the comic book character who can mismatch his face whoever he wants, however he wants. But he wakes up a character who's just, his face is Play-Doh.
Right.
That was creepy.
It was.
And I love the way he played it. He played it in such a way. It was like, who am I?
That creeped those me out. Eyes, everything about it. I'm going to look up who the actor was.
Yes. And Strange, we see that Strange, while he's supposed to, while it's considered a failure what he's doing because, you know, they don't remember anything, he really likes giving the memories. Like he seems giving to enjoy them. That more than anything.
I wonder how elaborate he gets with the memory.
Well, I mean, as you can tell, like, he goes in.
Right,
he's like, oh, and then.
Yeah, you're a goddess. You're a fire goddess. Like, all right.
And you're allergic to pineapples. And yes.
I know, right? Yeah, you're right. Like it's like a peeled onion. He does everything. Sorry, that was a crazy reference. I mean, peeled onion, there's always...
I got you.
There's more. No, no, there's more behind
we've all seen Shrek.
Okay.
Basil, who is... You said... that's what Fish called him.
Yes.
Basil? Basil. Basil. Brian McManaman.
Okay.
McManaman.
Yeah.
McManaman.
Brian
McManaman.
That's
actually the name.
All right. He was like, no, that's not it.
Yeah. Okay, so... And then we got Bruce back at the Wayne Manor. Bruce, Alfred, and they're all like, Alfred lays it into Bruce. Mm-hmm. He really goes in on Bruce about bringing in Selena. I mean, it was kind of uncomfortable because he was doing it in front of everybody.
But
I mean, he was right. But
yeah,
he was laying it in on him.
He was, definitely was.
I found it funny because I thought it was really laying the future, because the one thing that Batman is known for is kind of doing that. You know, because he employs children, you know, Robin, like he employs Batgirl, like he employs children and he turns them into like superheroes and makes them fight to their death. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he kind of does that. He kind of throws people into the fire like that. Yeah. So I thought that was a nice little, I don't know if they did that on purpose, but that's the first thing I saw.
No, that sounds about right.
Like, yeah. Oh, look at that. He's prepping.
Also, he defies Alfred a lot.
Yeah,
like even adult Batman, like, Alfred is like, that sounds like a bad idea,
right?
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm gonna do it.
I know, right? Yeah, you're right. I don't think he's ever. Yeah, I don't think he's ever.
Welcome to
it.
Batman Theater. Your host, Master Thespian, Steve Kaufman.
Both of those, you know, you went from one to the next. It was very well done.
Where is he, Master Wayne? It's just me. You can talk normal. He must have friends, Master Wayne. I don't know where he is, and it's just me.
It's just goodness. But, you know, even though Alfred laid it in, I thought there was a later in the scene when he is going to go to when he's going to sneak into Arkham with Fox, and he's like, I could tell you, you know, do this, or I could tell you not to do this and send you to an island far away, whatever. Yeah. But I'm not. So it's like, even though he like may have scolded him at the beginning of the episode, I felt in that moment he kind of gave him his blessing to defy him and to do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
pretty much. You know?
So it was like, it's special.
Yeah. Like they had. I like the interaction. They're going back and forth. During all this, they devise a plan to go to Arkham. And it just seems like everything's going. Like I'm like, it's just a good plan. They're gonna break in. Meanwhile, back at Arkham, we got a boy Nygma. He's about to get eaten by a cannibal as punishment
for trying to escape.
Yes, Mr. Stirk. Ugh.
That was funny.
Not a fan of these Act Two plans. These Act Two, but like we're in Act Two and we're already like, so here's the plan.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is going to go flawlessly.
I know.
Because that's how story works.
Yeah. Nygma is about to get eaten alive, and he asks Peabody, he tells Peabody that I can help you get Jim, because he knows Jim is coming.
Right.
Ironically, right on cue, he knows that Jim's coming, because he knows him in and out. So, you know, he asks for help. And while this is all going on, Strange is working on our girl Fish Moon.
Yeah, giving her a bolt, basically getting struck by a lightning. Bolt of lightning.
Right, yeah, but he's shocking her.
Well, he's using cuttlefish DNA, which cuttlefish, aside from everything else, he said, also, if you leave a cuttlefish with another cuttlefish, they're known to just eat each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they only band together if they have a common purpose.
Got it.
They may or may not use any of that.
Is that real information
right
there? Wow.
And if you just leave cuttlefish by each other, they'll just, like, kill each other.
Isn't that like betta fish?
Similar to betta fish,
Similar.
And they also taste really good with tartar sauce.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if they're going to implement that on the show.
Probably not.
Fish Mooney
will eat.
Speaking of fish, Fish Mooney wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
Fish Mooney wakes up with full memory, which is epic. I love the way Fish Mooney is feeling on her body. Mm-hmm. She's, I mean, even though she's Fish Mooney, she's kind of like almost Catwoman-ish. And to be honest with you, if they continue with her being Selena's mentor, which I hope they do,
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's always just, like, feeling her hands.
Well, I think,
like,
right now she's feeling her... She wasn't doing that before. I think it's because of the power. Whatever happened to her in the, you know...
Well, but she's also, like, we've seen varying degrees of this starting with Galavan. Of, like, when you bring somebody back to back from the dead, their brain can't comprehend it. Because it's clear that all these people's memories exist.
There, yep.
It's a matter of, like, how can your brain possibly...
It's like, yeah, it's like finding
that
them.
You died and then came back to life.
Yeah.
Whereas partly the DNA he used and partly because Fish Mooney is just like a very strong-willed, strong-brained
mm-hmm.
character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That she's still having that struggle, but that struggle's not like six guards hold her down and like she's screaming and yelling and like writing stuff on the walls. Like it's more like sitting in just like this... just sitting in this like stewing and like, who am I? What am I? Where am I? Why am I here? I'm Fish Mooney, but I died. I know I died. And then like,
really? I don't think that.
No, she was full. She said full. She was on.
Yeah,
that she just straight figured it out. No.
She hasn't figured it out. I agree that she's thinking, but I don't think she's thinking what you just said. I think she's like, what is going on
here?
Yeah,
she's like, where am I?
Why am I back to life? Like, I think, but I don't think she is like confused. I think she is fully aware that this is something. Bad, and she's trying to figure it out.
And she also, remember when the guy comes to... She gets put in her cell, and the guy comes to bring her a sandwich, or a food, not a sandwich just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing she asks is, am I on an island?
Yeah.
Because she's referencing, you know, was it season one?
Yeah, or season one.
Yeah, season one when she was stuck on the island.
Right.
Because she's just like, am I back there? Because she's trying to piece together...
Right, what happened.
Like, where she's been the last... Wherever she's been.
Right.
Mm.
So... I think she's caught on quick.
Yeah, I feel like she doesn't know anything.
I love her character, man.
But I think she's more aware than what you...
Fair enough.
Yeah, she's just more aware of the situation.
Yeah, and I like how she's just a strong character. Because it's like... I mean, I'm sure Jada Pinkett can, but she's just naturally a strong woman. She's always played powerful really well.
Right.
She's always like a little firecracker.
Yeah.
You know? And she just plays it. I just like her seeing her embody that.
Me too. I agree.
You know, to not being at effect, but at affecting individuals. I love it.
And a lot of people, many at least, like from my friends outside of here, this panel, didn't seem to like her. Like a lot of people thought she was overacting and like taking. And I was like, really? I love her. Everything from her crazy outfits to like just everything. I've appreciated her.
If you watch the show, the majority of the characters, there's a level of campiness to it, but they're doing it on purpose. Mm-hmm.
Right, but people thought, I feel like in the first season, people thought for some reason her was just a little too much compared to everybody else.
Okay.
But everything that happened to her in this episode, I feel like is a positive for her to return for next season.
Yes.
Like, they're building a story around something. Yeah. The whole thing with the sandwich and how she touched and like...
Yeah, I hope they don't...
And they might kill her.
If they do that, that's stupid. If they do that, that's really dumb.
I'm quitting. If they kill her after setting this... if they would have just brought her back to life and she didn't have anything powerful, anything different, cool, kill her. I mean, not cool, but all right, I'll accept it. But right now, you're giving me something and you're... Oh, if they kill her, and
that's that's a no-no.
Unrelated, I'm pretty sure she didn't eat that sandwich.
But it looks so good.
It did. She got
it
grilled cheese.
Like he made it with a lighter. Have you guys had ghetto grilled cheese?
With a lighter? No. If I'm going to do ghetto grilled cheese, I just want to make it.
There's either ghetto grilled cheese or there's hotel grilled cheese.
My ghetto would be with an iron, no?
Lighter. That's what I'm talking about.
No, that's hotel grilled cheese.
Oh, okay.
Hotel grilled cheese is where you have bread and cheese, but you don't have a microwave or toaster oven, so you use the...
Microwave. I mean, a microwave.
You use
iron.
The iron. You use whatever's at a hotel, which would be an iron.
Yep.
Okay, so back to Arkham. Bruce and them arrive. Plan begins. Bruce goes to speak with Strange. I like that little back and forth they were doing.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And it just... I didn't really know how to grasp Strange in this. At first, I thought he was just trying to outsmart the kid, maybe capture him. But there's a level of... I think he likes the kid.
A little bit, right?
And he, his father really was his friend, and he regrets having to kill him, maybe. You know? Because it's like, I believed him when he said, your father, you know, I told your father this.
Yeah.
You know, don't do this, because I'm going to have to kill you.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to because I love your dad, but I had to.
Yeah.
Don't make me do the same thing to you. And I really believed him.
You believe
him.
I think he's the lesser of two evils, the other evil being the court.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That, like, he right now, he's the tip of the iceberg, so he's all we see, so he's just this, like pure evil person, where, like, I think once we figure out who the court is, we're going to be like, oh, he's the most reasonable outcome, because the court probably wants the whole city to burn to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, no, if I kill Wayne and then, like, if I kill Wayne and then like build up Indian Hill and then have some monsters, that, like, I could probably save most of the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And develop, like, I think research is a pretty big deal to him.
Then so while all that's going on, Lucius, Mr. Fox, comes in and he's being shown around by Miss Peabody. I liked how they show that Lucius wasn't cool, calm, and collected.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they show that about him. You know what I mean? Like, he was very uneasy.
Right.
There's crazies going around him.
Yeah.
And you could tell that he's like, and he's thinking, like, at the seat of his pants. You know, he's like, he's just thinking, like, oh, yeah, this is for to see if there's asthma here.
Yeah, it was funny when one of the inmates touched him and he, like, jumped up.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
Inmate got that bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that featured bump.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree. When he had the little clicker or what, the sound maker to find the radiation or whatever.
Gagger counter.
I liked how, you're right, how he was thrown off guard, and he was like, oh, Snapple.
Snapple.
That was cut, but he said that.
He said that, yeah, they just cut it out.
Now, this is the only part in this episode, aside from it, I mean, it dragging a bit, or it being slow for me, there's only one part in this show that I was just like, really? He goes to the left side, and he makes the chalk arrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, while he's doing this, Jim, he's dressed as a security guard, going back and forth.
Yeah.
Right?
As an officer, because he used to work there.
Yeah. Right. So he's not... There's no arrows around. He just finds the chalked arrow.
I'll let it slide.
I know, but you guys notice that too, right?
That it was just too fast?
Yeah, no, he was tracing. It's not like he was following mark after mark after mark that led to where Lucius.
No, he just found it too easily.
He just walked and then he looked to his left, like, there's the mark. Like, and it was like in the most obscure corner area.
That was a really.
That was, I thought he was just going to mark like a line, like indiscreet. No, just an arrow right here.
Hold up. Let me get on my knees.
An arrow marks its mark.
And then just mark it like as close to the ground as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of just a giant.
Yes.
Just a giant X on the wall.
Yeah.
Would have probably done it, but. Mm-hmm. Gordon still found it.
Yeah, I mean, I was cool in finding it. I'm glad that, you know, I don't mind storyline parts like that, only because I get it. Like, we all know where we're going. We don't need to get too crazy.
I also would have felt a little betrayed if Gordon knew how to pick a lock.
Yeah.
That doesn't strike me as something he knows how to do.
That wouldn't shock me.
He just shoot it off.
I mean, okay, that wouldn't shock me either.
Yeah.
That wouldn't shock me either. But he has to find the lock first, though. Because you have to press the wall.
It looked like he was working on it.
He found it. He looked like, when they caught him, it looked like he was like trying to pick the lock. Let me rephrase that. You're right. Gordon knows how to pick a lock. He can't pick a lock as fast as Selena.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to take him like 20 minutes to pick a lock.
Yeah.
Takes me 40.
So pretty much Bruce makes his decision, and he makes the decision his father would, you know, having great morality. And, you know, Strange's like, all right. And then he captures everyone. It's like he was fully aware of the entire plan. I mean, and I'm guessing that's because of Nygma.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? I guess Nygma told him he's going to come in and sneak in. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were fully prepared for everything.
I mean, I think that when Bruce showed up, they were just expecting it.
That's true.
To be something more than just a visit.
That's true.
So even though we didn't see them kind of look for Gordon, they probably already were expecting it.
Yeah. Well, and it's Arkham. It's pretty easy to lock that place down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think Hugo was just like, all right, until I know that Bruce is gonna, like, keep going, that he's not gonna stop, we won't go to plan B. We'll stay with plan A, which is just let it take its course and see what we find out.
Also, Martin Sevich in the chat, I don't see Gordon as a pick the lock type.
Yeah.
So, some people are on.
I mean, I can see that.
He struck me as somebody who would sit there and figure it out.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. But could he do it like Selena Kyle? No.
No.
No, of course not.
Like it's his job?
Yeah.
So they all get captured. In the meantime, Selena is fending for her life.
Yeah.
From the flame goddess.
Yeah.
Bridget Firefly. As Bridget Firefly wakes up, I really thought that Selena was going to have to... I thought Selena was going to kill her.
Me too.
And I mean, she tried.
Yeah.
That would have been a really interesting...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I thought it would have been a real interesting character arc. You know, like, she killed someone.
That she would
someone,
have, like...
She goes to save her.
Because she's killed already, but, like, she would have to kill a friend.
Yeah.
Because Strange, like, brainwashed the friend. Like, it would have been cool, but it's also cool that Firefly just is the mother of dragons and fire. No, there are no spoilers here. That's all I'm going to say about it.
She went full Khaleesi. You know what I mean?
Bro.
She went
full, no, I'm kidding.
She went full Khaleesi. Nothing can hurt her.
Is this Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go back to thinking of food. Carry on.
I mean, you know Game of Thrones. It's not quite wrestling.
I think in her mind, it's
the same thing.
It's not. Wrestling is down here. No offense. I just know nothing about wrestling. And then Game of Thrones is just right about it.
I can see you watching
and
that show.
I saw the first three episodes and I was like, I don't get it.
It's slow.
I don't get
it's
it.
Really
I don't
slow.
Care
show.
About these dragon eggs. I don't understand.
The first four episodes
eventually
of Game of Thrones
become
are
dragons.
Slow. You have to give
no.
it a
no.
You have to stay with it.
Like, so I just didn't get it. Time periods like that, like shows like that, and even movies like that, it's like not my thing.
Once you're done with season one, you're hooked. I guarantee you.
You're the 75,000th person to tell me that.
Nope.
I got stuff to do.
I'll send you a YouTube link that fills you in of the last like four seasons.
I'm
and then
good.
You can
you guys,
just start
so
3 weeks
good.
Ago.
I'm so good. Thank you.
Guys in the chat, let us know that let us know how Monty can get caught up on Game of Thrones.
So
I'm good. No.
Show her Khal Drogo.
Who?
What? There you go. I mean that's her type. The big tall dude, just
no,
Momoa.
I did like James Madden. He plays the prince in Cinderella, the new Cinderella, like the live version of Cinderella. I think his name is James Madden. I heard he was killed off Game of Thrones, and he was the prince.
Who was he in Game of Thrones?
Love him.
I think we're done talking about Game of Thrones.
Sorry,
we can't talk about Game of Thrones.
Sorry,
we can't
Gotham
do
after
it.
Buzzers. Okay, so... So speaking of the fire goddess, so to save herself, Selena pretty much pleads her life and says, "I'll be your servant," because goddesses need servants.
But I do like that Selena Kyle is this quick.
Yeah,
that she's been in the room with Firefly for like maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah,
like saved her own life like four times, and was like, "Oh no, that's still her," but she's just got a false memory. I'm just gonna play into her false memory.
Yeah.
That's a smart
lady.
Yeah.
She also has 9 lives.
Yeah, it's true.
Ah, I get one. I haven't used it all season.
Then while this is going on, Fish Mooney tries her powers. She touches the hands of the guy who brought her the food and tells him to go get her a grilled cheese, which he goes gets. And then when he comes back, she starts putting two and two together.
That she can slowly figure it out. Yeah.
That she can touch people and convince them to do stuff, which is kind of cool because that was already kind of her power. Like before she had an actual power, like she was already a very persuasive person.
Right.
So I feel like the DNA like already exemplifies a thing that's in the person.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
And I liked how it wasn't like, here's the grilled cheese, I'm going to walk away. I liked that she was like, why did you give me this?
Yeah.
Why? Because you didn't, you know? And then he was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just did. Bah. You told me to.
Yeah, you told me to. Bye. Like,
I know. I thought she was going to use it. I thought she was about to escape right there.
I know. She should have grabbed him and been like, where are we?
Maybe it wore off. Maybe there's a time limit to it. You know what I mean? Maybe it
there's either a time limit or it's task specific.
Yeah.
That if she touches you and says, get me
something.
A grilled cheese, you don't know why. You can't control it, but you'll go get her a grilled cheese. But the second you give her a grilled cheese, you're back.
You're back. Yeah, maybe.
It's task specific. I do wonder... If it's task specific or there's an actual time limit where just he is hers for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, because he walked away and didn't seem affected. Like once he gave her the grilled cheese, it was like, all right, I go back to work now. Like I go back to what I'm supposed to do. So it might be a time or just per task. Like once the task is done, all right.
Although that would be really weird if she touched somebody and was like, end world hunger.
And then he's just going to keep going forever.
Come on!
This is never ending!
This reminds me of Jessica. No, I won't. The villain in Jessica Jones is very similar. Had a very similar power.
Let's have a good side conversation about that now. Jessica Jones. So while this is all going on, Hugo Strange, he gets confronted by the female who's a member of the court, because apparently she controls all all cable systems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she controls that vaguely defined analog technology that they live in this timeless Gotham that we're watching. I buy that.
Yeah, because I don't think there's internet there. Right? Do they have internet? They
don't
have
internet. Particularly. Well, they go out of their way to make this Gotham very timeless.
Yeah.
So, like, they have cell phones, but they kind of don't. All the computer monitors are tubed.
Right.
It's I'm watching People vs. O.J. Simpson, and it's very similar.
Very similar.
Very similar art design.
So she talks to him, and we begin to see the original plan.
Yes.
She really wants him to... She's calling him a failure because he hasn't successfully reanimated individuals. And by reanimation, she means fully... them coming back to life with full memories, knowing everything.
Yeah.
But, so, she's really not with the plan. But he says, I have reanimated someone. And then she's ecstatic.
Yeah.
But she still tasks him with blowing everything up.
Yes, I have a question for you guys.
Yes, please.
Do you think that it's Fish Mooney is the exception? Or do you think that there's something that he did to make them be able to just have all their memories back?
I think he feels like Fish Mooney is the slam dunk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think he's also experimenting with Clayface.
Mm-hmm.
That I think, as a failsafe, I think he's trying to trick the court.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, he's going to have Clayface be Jim Gordon.
Right.
And then have Clayface sit in a room with Jim Gordon and get all the memories. And the plan will be to kill Jim Gordon and then have Clayface pretty much be Jim Gordon. And just say, I did it.
Oh, yeah.
He's immortal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, because he clearly says it. He's like, I don't exactly know what I did when he's talking to Miss Peabody about Mooney, you know? So it's like, I want to believe that Mooney is the exception.
Yeah, I think because of the strength of her mind.
You know what I mean?
The strength of her mind. It could have been the fish that they used.
Yeah.
It could have been the electricity. But I'm thinking, because fish is unique.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it could be that. Why wouldn't it be crazy if Fish wasn't even dead? She was just in a coma.
Nah, Fish was dead.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Fish don't die.
She needed like 2,000 volts to wake up. Well, I'm pretty sure she's dead.
Could have been in a deep coma.
That's, yes, coma is the right word.
Yeah. So now it begins the arc to blow the place up. And while this is all going on, we have Jim Gordon, who's sitting in the chair, and they put this contraption on his face.
Yeah.
And then they put the same contraption on on Basil's face.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much steals Jim's face. That
was interesting.
That was really hokey. That was pretty hokey.
Thank you for saying that.
That was very hokey.
Also, the initial scene, like the long shot of them reviving Fish Mooney was a real... Like, where they were just panning in, and they were relying solely on Jada Pinkett Smith going like this.
Well, I mean, they used the same shot they did for Nygma, when Nygma was talking to the split personalities in the mirror.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, it was like splitting in like four different ways, his face. So that's...
Well, no, that part was good. I'm saying before they went to like the actual lightning vault, but right before it, like they were just relying solely on some like camera flares, and then her just like...
Yeah.
They stayed on like 2 seconds too long where I went...
This is,
I'm out. This is hokey. This is weird. But this is the hokey episode where they just put a giant metal thing over your face and then pour milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I was like, what?
What's going on?
Plastery milk.
Yeah.
Until, I didn't figure it out until he put it on Basil.
Yeah, I didn't. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I think you guys heard me say, I was like, no. No. Because I was like, he's going to have his face. Just when I saw nothing was wrong with Gordon, I was like, nothing that didn't affect you in any way, you're just sitting there. And I thought they were like torturing him or taking his memories. I thought something, and then I was like, no. And then he had Gordon's face.
Yeah,
so do we think the plan is to kill Gordon?
Oh, definitely.
Have Clayface impersonate Gordon
and
in the meantime try to bring Gordon back to life with Cuttlefish and 2,000 volts in an attempt to actually prove to the court that he knows that he knows how to actually do this.
That might be the full plan, but I'd say they never kill Gordon.
Of course.
Obviously. But that might be... Will we ever be told the whole plan? Yeah. Maybe not.
It's Doctor Strange, I'm pretty sure.
I think the plan is to... I think it's a little more simple than that. I think they're just going to kill Gordon and have a mole inside the police now. With the new Jim Gordon.
Because if there's a Jim, nobody's going to be looking for Jim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give him back to Bullock. Basil back to Bullock.
Meanwhile, while this is going on, Nigma has Bruce and Lucius.
He's having so much fun.
And he's going, gives him 5 minutes to tell him everything they know, or he's going to gas him.
What I find funny and perfect for Nigma in this scene is that he's just such an insane person that he knows they're not going to give him info. Because they know he's just going to gas him.
Yeah.
So it's just this fun dynamic of just them really trying.
Yeah. Right. Because he's going to... even if they tell him information, he's going to kill him.
Yeah.
So it's like, what would you do? Meanwhile, Say nothing.
Of course.
Yeah, there's no point. Well, no. Just I'd try to find a way out.
I'd probably just stare into the camera and like say the most offensive stuff to him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to go. This is how I choose to go.
Yeah.
I would say, Ms. Peabody told me.
Right. You're fat, you're ugly. Kringle never loved you.
You know what? If they would just lay down, like, you know what? I don't care if you kill me. I think it would flip him out. I think he wouldn't know how to react to that.
Possibly.
Because he's such an insecure...
Right.
This is bordering on a prediction, but because they're still in that room.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask everyone, how do we think they're getting out of that room?
All right.
Somebody is going to...
We'll see.
Okay.
I was in it to win it.
All right. God. And then the show ends with Alfred going to Bullock, and then Bullock... let's go SWAT. And pretty much the whole show ends with one climactic. It looks like an assault on Arkham, pretty much. It's about to be, everyone is headed to one destination and it's going down.
You gotta save that cat. You gotta.
Yeah, save that. Save Selena.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Literally, I didn't even think that, but you're right. This whole episode was save the cat.
Yeah.
So everyone's gonna be in one place. So it looks like it's going to be one crazy hour.
Yeah.
So that's, the next week's gonna be crazy. And all of the Arkham assailants are inside Arkham. So, man, that's crazy. It's going to be like an assault on Arkham.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a war. It's going to be all-out war, that SWAT team versus those monsters.
Is Hugo Strange supposed to return for season 3? Because he has to escape, right?
Like, I mean, he could...
there's an underground tunnel. They escape. I don't know. They have to escape.
Yeah.
Or he gets arrested. Or they kill all his monsters and he turns himself in. All
right.
Okay.
Or the court is involved. Court Bauer might be there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think
Court Bauer's not there.
All right.
That's another wrestling guy.
Okay. Predictions.
Yes, that's...
sorry. I like this little build to it.
To the predictions!
Predictions! Everybody, predictions. Predictions.
So many.
All right. I think I know what's going to... I like the ending there.
Well,
you go first.
So, I'm going to answer the question first. How do I think Bruce is going to get out? I don't know. They're going to do something with playing on Nigma's ego. That's the way you always beat Nigma.
Because
I don't know what it's going to be.
But Nigma prides himself on being the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But leaving a clue... for if somebody is smarter than him, like there's something in his psyche that there's a clue of they're going to outsmart him somehow, but it's going to be MacGuffin because at that point the whole SWAT team is going to converge anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that next episode is pretty much going to end with, it's going to end with an explosion of Arkham. And I think everyone's going to escape villain wise.
Mm.
So then when next season comes, the city is going to be littered with a whole bunch of new villains.
Okay.
So now, so now you're gonna have legit criminals to stop. So it's probably gonna be very Law and Order-esque, and now there's a new villain new crime
it'll be
every
procedural
time.
That they'll just be Monster of the Week.
Yeah, well, not Monster of the Week. More, I think it'll be more respectable than that. But I think there'll be new. But every time there's a crime to handle, one of the inmates will be behind the crime. So you'll probably find a body that was chewed to death. Find out it was Killer Croc. You'll probably find thievery that was being stolen by people you didn't think were really thieves, and it turns out it was Clayface being people who don't look like thieves and stealing from something. You know, like there's going
to
be a new...
does Clayface eventually discover a better way to do that than like need that person have a giant metal thing over their head for like 90 seconds?
I would think so.
I feel like Clayface will perfect that a little better.
And I hope Mooney doesn't die.
I'm going to go out on the limb right now. Mooney will die.
That's very
Mooney dumb. Will die, and Monty will leave the show.
Bye. Bye off leashes. I won't be here if Mooney dies.
Also, people are saying Gordon dies, and then Clayface takes over for him forever. I will leave this show if that happens.
All right, so we can't have either of those die. I agree. I say that they get away somehow. Like, it's going to be a really frustrating scene where they break in and everything's gone. And they're already gone. Like, I know to us it looks like they're about to, you know, go in on them. But we really don't know. They could be tricking us on the timeline of it. And maybe there's... I say that there's no way that... It would be cool if everybody escapes and that's, like, kind of... I hope that's right. But I feel like they're going to get away. And this is going to roll
and
into...
And when you say they're
going to
get away, you mean Hugo.
Hugo. Everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody. Like, there's going to be, like, a few people left, but all the main people will have escaped somehow.
Hugo,
I mean, the villain has to die, though.
Right. So
Peabody.
Somebody...
Peabody's going to get it.
No.
Or maybe Bridget will die.
Oh,
like,
God.
Bridget with... Like, maybe that will be the one that hurts, because nobody hates Bridget. Like, we all feel for her, you know what I mean? So maybe somebody like her, but I say, like, the main people escape, and... this rolls into a little bit into the third season that will set up something with the Court of Owls type of thing. But I say it rolls into a little bit. It won't take the whole third season, but I say that. And everybody leaves, but like Nygma won't leave because they don't care about Nygma. They're not going to protect Nygma. So that they will get Nygma and they'll save, you know, the others.
Sky the Boss 96 in the chat said a couple times that Gotham was just a beautiful mess. Which I think describes it very perfectly. So in the sense of a beautiful mess, the whole Arkham problem is gonna be solved. But at the end of the day, like, there's gonna be a lot of loose ends. I think Vish Mooney dies, but I think I agree a lot of other villains are gonna escape Arkham, escape Indian Hill, and just be out on the loose. I think they could keep Jerome away. I don't want to see. I think we can just not mess with Jerome anymore.
That's true. I completely forgot about Jerome.
But then next season we get like a 3-week arc with Killer Croc, a 3-week arc with Mad Hatter, a 3-week arc with Clayface.
Okay.
All the while, like, maybe Gordon does something that Bruce doesn't agree with, and then we have a conflict between Gordon and Bruce because now we don't have the main storyline, which is like we have to find out who killed Bruce Wayne's parents. Like, we found that out a couple weeks ago. We found out today that it was the Court of Owls, or the court, depending on how they want to go, commanding Strange to pull those strings. So next season we have to have like a season long conflict.
Okay.
To stay there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that was it, guys. Next week is it. Next week's the final episode. Guys,
let's get out.
Please, you can find me on Twitter at Michael_DrewMichaelEAL. On Instagram, the same exact thing. Also, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Like, subscribe, share. SoundCloud, iTunes. Do the same thing there. And for my people, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Monse Bolanos. MonseBolanos. I don't want Mooney to die.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KaufManN. To be fair, I don't want Mooney to die either. I just think she will. Those of you in the Los Angeles area that are Harry Potter fans, my show, The Show That Shall Not Be Named, will be playing Io West tonight at 11 p.m. if you want to stay up past your bedtime like I am. And then a bunch of other stuff there at The Show That Shall.
Yes, everybody. See y'all next week at the finale.
Bye. Off leashes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.